always locked on heat. Biscayne, South Beach, Goldberg and Ramil, talking heat, body chill. Got the stats in the news, got the facts and the views. Never know what they gon' say. Mailbag on a Monday. Pat Riles got the pack ride. Coach Spo got the know-how. Three bands in the raps now. Heat Nation, that's a packed house. Heat talk at the game time. Heat talk every day. I'm always locked on heat. Got it locked on heat. Always locked on heat. Keep it locked on heat. Seat geek for the cheap. What's the day got the heat?
And now, your locked on heat hopes. Wes Goldberg and David Ramil.
Look, I don't have an answer to our unreliability right now. We had our most inspiring effort, not perfect game, but inspiring effort in Washington. And then this is the other side of us, and I don't have an answer for it right now. One way or another, we're going to get down to the bottom of it. That's pretty much my comment right now. Everything else, I need to look at the film, assess, and find some solutions. I don't have answers right now for why we give up 120 points and have an uninspiring play. I don't.
The one thing you've always counted on, though, was effort, that at least the effort would be there.
There were some points in the game where our guys competed, and there are some guys that did. That's it. We'll find a solution. We'll find a way to play Miami Heat basketball one way or another.
That's Eric Spoelstra, understandably frustrated after the Miami Heat's loss to the Indiana Pacers on Sunday night. Miami lost 120-95. They gave up 60% shooting, as you heard Eric Spoelstra say. Understandably frustrated. If you look at the video, almost shaking with frustration. Now, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but that is a level of frustration that you see from a coach or a team before they make a change. I'm not saying they're going to make a change. I'm not saying they're going to trade somebody. I'm not saying that there's a roster move coming. But all I'm saying is that that is the level of frustration that you would see before a change would happen. That is Adam Gase before the Dolphins trade Jay Ajayi. If the Heat are going to make a move, it is because of the things that Eric Spoelstra is saying. This team has been up and down all season. They are now two games below 500. And you can tell by the way Spoelstra is coaching in the last couple games that he's feeling the pressure. That this isn't small sample size anymore. That this isn't the beginning of the season anymore. This is more than 30 days into the season. They are more than 15 games into the season. And Spoelstra is frustrated. And he is growing impatient. And you could tell this not only from his post-game comments, but from the way he is coaching. He referenced the Washington Wizards game. And yes, that was probably the best first half that the Heat played all season. That was the best first half that they've played all season. And then they come out 2 days later and have a stinker like that against Indiana. That was probably the worst game that they've played all season. After the best half that they've played all season. And in that Wizards game, going back to Spoelstra's coaching and how you could tell that he is starting to feel the pressure and he is growing impatient and he is not willing to wait on this team to figure things out, you go back to the beginning, the very first 2 minutes of that game against the Wizards. And Justice Winslow gives up two jumpers to Marcus Morris, or Markieff Morris, whichever one's on Washington. And Spoelstra immediately yanks him, pulls him out. Wasn't happy with the effort, probably wasn't even happy with just the size that Winslow gives up against Morris. Not happy with that, immediately yanks him and puts James Johnson in, and that turns things around for Miami. Earlier in the season, at the beginning of the season, Spoelstra probably just waits and lets Winslow play. But we've seen him yank Winslow quickly, We've seen him yank Hassan Whiteside quickly. We are seeing Spoelstra grow more and more frustrated and more impatient because he knows that if the Heat are going to make the playoffs, they've got to turn things around and they have to be more consistent. They have to be. Even in the East, which is better than what we thought it would be, but there's still several spots in the playoffs available for Miami, even in that conference. Right now, the way that the Heat are playing, they're not making the playoffs. It's not enough to just have one good half or one good game here and there. You cannot be this inconsistent. You cannot lose to teams like the Indiana Pacers the way that they lost to the Indiana Pacers. I mean, Spoelstra doesn't have answers, and neither do I, and I'm not going to act like I do, but here's what I know. The Pacers were next to last in points in the paint allowed in the season. They give up 50 points in the paint per game. The Heat had 40 tonight, 10 fewer than Indiana gives up on their season average. The Grizzlies, by the way, they give up 40 a game. They have the sixth best paint defense in the league. So, the second to worst paint defense played like the sixth best paint defense tonight. Miami could not get to the rim. Miami's entire offense is to get to the rim. The entire offense is predicated on either Goran Dragic or Deion Waiters or James Johnson getting to the rim and either finishing there or kicking out to open teammates. They couldn't do it. And it was not because of the Pacers' size or their paint defense ability, because they're not good at that. That's not a team that's good at that. Miles Turner and Thaddeus Young are nice players, but they're not rim protectors. They're not elite rim protectors. Miles Turner had 3 blocks. Guys couldn't get by Thaddeus Young. Indiana closed the paint off against Dragic and Waiters. The Heat couldn't get to the rim, and it didn't really look like they were trying all that hard. They were settling for a lot of shots. They were settling for a lot of mid-range jumpers. When they were getting to the rim, they weren't penetrating all the way to the rim. They were stopping several feet before they would get to the rim and kick out. They were rushing things. This doesn't look like the offense that Miami figured out and stumbled into in the second half of last season. It's a lot of the same players, and it's the same backcourt. But they're not playing the same. They're not being as aggressive. That's what it is. They're just not being as aggressive. They're settling. They need to get deep into the paint and kick out. They are just a couple of steps, a couple of seconds here and there away from being a really good offense. I truly believe that. I mean, there are several times where they stop short and kick out late. Tyler Johnson has a contested 3 instead of an open 3. Several times that happens. And it's because the Heat, they're not playing with that aggression. They're not getting to the rim like they need to. And that's where the entire offense comes from. And look, that's just the offensive side of the ball. Defensively, they could not stop the Indiana Pacers. Now, Indiana is a 500 team. And they're a fine team. But they don't shoot 60% from the floor a game. Now, maybe they got hot and teams get hot throughout the season. Bogdanović hit 6 of his 10 three-pointers. Turner couldn't miss. He was 11 of 14 from the field at 25 points. The Heat didn't have an answer for Turner. Turner was the best player in the game. He was the best player on that floor tonight. They tried Whiteside against him. They tried Olynyk on him. They tried Bam Adebayo on him. They played James Johnson on him in the first half. And James Johnson probably did the best job on him. Now, if you're Spoelstra and you're saying that he will find a solution one way or another, that's what leads him to experiment the way that he did in this game. That's why you see Bam enter in the second half before Kelly Olynyk does. He's looking for answers here. Kelly Olynyk, who they signed this summer, he's playing 15 minutes a game. He only played 14 minutes tonight, and he got lapped by a rookie, Bam Adebayo, in the second half tonight. Whiteside only played 22 minutes because he just could not keep up with Miles Turner. Couldn't do it. And he showed no energy. No energy. Now, I understand that Spoelstra's upset, and I do wonder if they're what the solution is, because I don't know if it's a roster move. I don't know if you have to send a signal to the team. I don't know if you have to clear up more minutes for Olynyk and Bam. I don't know what you have to do. But this has been a recurring theme on this podcast. This has been a recurring theme in our mailbag, is do you have to make a move? And like I said, I'm not saying a move is coming, but that is the sort of breaking point. That is the level of frustration you would hear from a front office or a team before they would make a move. It would not surprise me. And they probably need to do something. That third quarter was awful. The Pacers outscored the Heat 32-13 in the third quarter. That's what did the game. That was it, right there. Close game and a half, 32-13 in the third quarter. And that was mostly because, and look, yes, the Pacers scored a lot of points, but Miami helped them score by not scoring themselves. Their offense was stagnant. They were settling for shots. They just don't have a guy who they can turn to in when everything is just in quicksand. When the offense is at a standstill, they don't have one guy that they can turn to and can rely on to create offense. Even Goran Dragic, who is so crafty and so creative, is limited because he's a point guard, because he's small. Dion Waiters, who can get his own shot, was 0 for 10. When your two guards are 3 of 18 from the floor for 8 points and they've committed 5 turnovers, when your starting backcourt has committed more turnovers than made field goals, that's going to be a really hard way to win that game. So the Heat, with this loss, they fall to 7-9. And what's tough with this is that their next game is against Boston, who may be looking to extend a win streak at that point. We'll see. That's on Wednesday night against Boston. And then after that, they go on a 4-game road trip against Minnesota, Chicago, Cleveland, and the New York Knicks. So not only do you drop to 2 games under 500, but these next 5 games are all going to be challenging. This is a tough slate of 5 games. And it doesn't really get easier after that. Their first 3 games in December: Charlotte, Golden State, San Antonio. I don't know if it's going to get worse before it gets better, but it's not going to get easier before it gets better. That's for sure. This was a game that, yet, if you're the Heat, you really needed to win this game. And not only did they not win, but they didn't even show up. Didn't even show up. I don't think that the starting lineup, as far as solutions, we need to talk about solutions, just some theories. I don't think that the starting lineup is an issue. I think that that's probably your best unit, with Richardson, Winslow starting next to Whiteside, Waiters, and Dragic. You need Richardson and Winslow's defense in that unit. And you need to go small. I don't think starting Olynyk is the right move. He's not been very good this season. Just hasn't. He's been good offensively, not good defensively. And even so, still inconsistent on offense. Just his shot is here and there. I don't think you can play him next to Whiteside because Bam is just not ready to play to be Miami's only backup center. He's just not ready to play that. He's a rookie, and that's fine. He's not ready for that. That's okay, but it's also true. So you have Olynyk coming off the bench. That, to me, makes sense, but you need to probably play him more minutes. 15 minutes a game is not enough for Kelly Olynyk. I don't think that Whiteside should be playing the amount of minutes that he is playing. Never mind the money. It doesn't matter. But Olynyk is too good to be playing 15 minutes a game. And maybe you do find a couple of times during the game, a couple of minutes here and there, where you have Olynyk and Whiteside together. You might as well try it. Now, I don't know what other solutions that they're going to be. I'm not sure that the Heat just don't have an offense when Dragic gets out of the game, and that's another thing that they need to figure out. Deion Waiters has not been able to do it by himself this season. Josh Richardson has not been able to do it by himself as a ball handler. He is not a primary ball handler. I'd like to see Justice Winslow get more of a chance to do that. I'd like to see Justice Winslow be more aggressive when the ball is in his hands. He is very passive when he's got the ball in his hands. It goes back to what the Heat are lacking is just a level of aggression. It's not there. The Heat just, they need to find a solution here. Spoelstra is going to tinker, as he always does. He'll tinker with the rotation, probably. He'll tinker with some minutes here and there, maybe try a couple of different lineup combinations. But if that doesn't work, the Heat will need to seriously consider making a move. I don't know what kind of move it would be. Somebody who can create their own shot on offense, obviously, would help. I don't know how readily available those players are. I don't know who is out there. And I don't know if you have to make a move for the sake of making the move. I don't know if the Heat need to make their Jay Ajayi move. I don't know if there's somebody in that locker room that needs to go. I don't know. But so the Heat play Boston Wednesday night. We probably won't have a recap for that, but we will. But we might. So keep in touch. You could send mailbag questions, though. We'll do our mailbag on Tuesday. So send your mailbag questions to lockedonheat@gmail.com. You can tweet them at us using the hashtag AskLOHeat. That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Listen to us every day. Rate us, review us, say nice things about us. Intro music is courtesy of CeeLo Keys. Outro music is courtesy of Mojave Wild. We'll catch you next time.